At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. T-Mobile.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of talk about, obviously, earlier today, he was booed in Port St. Lucie. A lot of Yankee fans made the trip and decided to boo him. It was, it wasn't overall booing. It was a smattering of both cheers and boos. But the Yankee fan came down to boo a little bit. And I guess it begs the question on what's going to happen the first time he walks into Yankee Stadium. And let me be clear. I mean, I don't think there's a doubt what's going to happen. He's going to get booed. And you heard Juan Soto say it today that he expects the worst, that Yankee fans can surprise him, and he expects the worst, and he's going to get the worst. He's going to get booed. But I will tell you this, if you ask me, I'm not booing him. You do you. You buy the ticket, you do you. I get on Yankee fans for booing Yankees. You want to boo someone in a Met uniform, I don't care who it is, go boo him. You want to boo someone in another team's uniform, an opponent who's coming in here to beat the Yankees? Everyone's for grabs. I don't care who it is. Honestly, I don't care who it is. Mariano Rivera could have switched teams, came into Yankee Stadium. I probably would give him, he won championships, so I'd give him a standing ovation when he first shows up, and then I would boo the hell out of him. Or I would expect the Yankee fans to boo. He's coming in another uniform. But I'm telling you right now, me personally, he had a home run that sent the Yankees to the World Series. He was incredibly fun to watch. I enjoyed last year immensely. That home run alone, I'm not booing the man. I will never boo him. I understand he chose the Yankees. I understand even now, and we talked about that comment from the story. I got to be fair, I can't find that comment. Now we're saying that he didn't speak to Sports Illustrated by himself, and they were taking it from the documentary. I don't know if it's in the documentary, but I talked about the comment yesterday that he pretty much said to Sports Illustrated that, I don't know where the Yankees are going to be in 6 or 7 years. I'm not even sure he said that. And when I did the rant, I kind of separated it. I said that I don't know if Juan Soto said it. And then I just kind of went off on a rant to anybody who would think along those lines, not necessarily Juan Soto. But Juan Soto is giving you every other answer except the money. Like, it's getting a little obnoxious or whatever. But that doesn't change the fact that he came to the Yankees. He gave them an historic season. Watching him and Judge back-to-back was hearkening back to Mantle and Maris. It was hearkening back to Gehrig and Ruth. Like, it was an unbelievable pleasure to watch those two guys back-to-back. And then he hit the home run that sent them to the World Series. So if a Yankee fan was asking me what they should do, I think when he gets announced, we should all just not do anything. And not because we want to stick it to him. Like, I heard Tiki and Evan talking today, and Tiki was just like, don't do anything. It's worse. It's worse than booing him. Don't do anything. I don't want to. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to cheer him. I'm not going to boo him. But it's not because I want to upset him more than booing him. I just don't think he deserves boos, and he doesn't deserve cheers anymore because he's not in a Yankee uniform. So I'm just going to pretend like it's another player up there. But I would never. I'm sorry. I would have a tough time booing someone who sent my team to the World Series. I'm not going to do it. No matter how he left, no matter how he keeps talking about it, no matter whether that story in particular is true or how he feels about the Yankees or whatever the case may be, whether all the nonsense we heard about, security guards and his family, I don't care about any of that. And I don't care why. And Met fans, this is my plea to you, and I asked Evan as well, why do we still care? Like, why do we have to justify why he came here? Or why he went to the Mets. Like, And I'm not big with this big brother, little brother crap that we kind of get into. Every once in a while I reference it, and I'll do it here, because I do think this one is a little bit true for Met fans who want to tell me, because I get inundated with it, that now they're the big brother, and that's why I'm upset, and I'm crying because the Mets are the big brother in town now, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'll just say, nothing screams little brother than someone trying to, day in and day out, consistently try and prove they're big brother. Like, nothing screams little brother than, oh, this is why. And because the Yankees are, the Mets are better, and the Mets have a better this, and the Mets have a better that, and the Mets are going to be better in the next years because of this, that, and the other. Like, he chose the Mets, mostly about money. Other things played a role, his family, his belief in the owner. Absolutely. I said it the day he signed. I still feel that way. It was mostly about the money. But Juan Soto and the Mets have bent over backwards to say it was anything but. And I don't know why. For a team right now in a fan base that is thrilled that you have the richest owner willing to spend money. Like, this is what you've been waiting for. This is why you're thrilled the guy is here. And now he's rich and he's a billionaire and he's buying players. And now you don't want to use that. You don't want to take, that can't be the credit because that's not good enough. And I don't know why. I just don't know why. I don't know why we can't just say it was mostly about the money. Because it wasn't a huge number of money. Again, I'll give it to you. There are other reasons. But why do we, and I'm not even saying promote those reasons. That's fine. But at some point, can we acknowledge it was about the money? That he wasn't going to the Mets for free or for less money? That's all. And I don't know why Met fans care so much to prove it to Yankee fans that it wasn't just the money. Why do you need more than just the player? You got the player. Why do you need the better situation and the better family oriented and the better this and the better that just to try and like make it seem like you got the player. Now go win. That's what it should be about. You got the player, now go win and be big brother on the field. Because being big brother, for all the reasons why Juan Soto chose to be here, they need to come to fruition before it friggin' matters. We could say, oh, the farm system, oh, the future, oh, the GM, all that stuff. That's fine. Those are answers that come in years. They don't show up on Thursday. And you got to prove those things are correct. You could say it till you're dead, until you're blue in the face about how we're better at this, we're better at that, we're better at this, we're better at that. You have to do it. Then you can say it. So does all that stuff get wrapped into why he's going to get booed? Absolutely. And I understand why, because even I get frustrated by it as a Yankee fan. I'm surprised Yankee fans get upset about it because they'll dog their own team left and right. To the point I get called a shill if I say anything positive. But yeah, it gets my back up when someone else knocks the organization. Sure. We're Yankee fans. It should. That's okay. It should. Even if you slightly agree with it, you shouldn't be like, screw you. I can say it. You can't. So I get that's why he's probably, I don't think there's a doubt he's going to get booed. He chose the Mets. He's made it. He's done everything he can, as well as the Mets, to make it seem like it wasn't just about the money. It was about, this is better, that's better, I don't know about the Yankees, or whatever, even if that comment's not true, whatever the case may be. That's going to get all wrapped into it. But for me, you hit a home run like that, you have that at bat, you have that moment where you're doing the shuffle, you're shaking your head, you're staring down the pitcher. You dared him to throw a fastball, and when he did, you hit it out for a 3-run home run that sent the Yankees to the World Series. Good enough for me. Good enough for me. I ain't going to boo you. Now, when you hit your second home run of the day, I will boo you. But to start the game, no way. And let's say that, too. Curtis Granderson came in and always did well against the Yankees after he played for the Yankees. Robinson Cano came in and hit some home runs. There is no doubt in my mind. None. Juan Soto thrives off of this. He thrives off energy. Good, bad, kinetic, whatever kind of energy you want. What's the other one? Kinetic and, Mr. Spinino at Cary High School is going to be very upset with me. But like, he feeds off this. There is no doubt in my mind he is going to have a monster series at Yankee Stadium. I have no doubt, because that's who he is. He rises to it. He feeds off of it. And I'm not even saying don't boo because I'm worried he'll be better. He'll be great no matter what. He's a great player. But I don't boo because he hit that home run.